Is Dr. Gregory's there?
This is her. How are you?
Oh, Dr. Gregory, I'm sorry for calling you at home.
Oh, no problem. How? Please identify yourself.
Oh, this is George.
Oh, George. How did you get this number? Did you?
The nurse gave it to me.
Okay. Nurse
Stephanie.
Johnson? Oh, Stephanie. Okay. I'll have to. Let me make a note of that real fast.
I don't know the last names.
Oh, okay. Well, it's Jefferson, so.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. I mean, it's fine. So just go ahead, George, please.
Okay. Well, I'm having a big problem.
Oh. I did assume that. That's why you were calling.
It's a problem with my foot.
Okay.
And I was hoping you could help me out.
Okay. We could try video chat. We could try FaceTime, I guess.
I don't have anything like that. I got a phone.
Okay. I'm
on the phone with you right now.
Yes, I do understand that, George. Thank you so much. So I could grab like a pen and paper.
Okay.
And we could walk through that. But, you know, that doesn't seem too effective. Try this.
What's the problem?
Typically with foot stuff, with feet things,
yeah.
I like to see the feet.
Okay.
And so we've already gone over. We do not have FaceTime.
Well, I can describe it to you.
Okay, we can.
I have incredible vision.
Okay.
And I've been told that I'm very good at describing things verbally.
I'm the one that told you both of those things, you know. You passed your vision test very well.
You weren't the first
job.
To tell me that. I've heard it many times.
Just your whole life?
From my teachers and from many other people that I meet and come across.
Just people just stop you on the street?
Well, no. They'd have to hear me describe something.
Oh, that does make sense. Sorry, George.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to the foot.
Okay.
Is it? Hold on, let me grab my pen. Okay. Finding some paper.
Okay.
Sorry, it's a mess here. Sorry. I found. Okay. Yep. I've got some. Okay. Okay, George. Now let's, George?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I lost you.
No, I was picking at my foot.
Now is it heavy? It's a heavier foot.
Yes.
Okay.
It's considerably heavier than it was prior.
Okay. It's hard for me to draw heavy. I'm not a, you know, I'm a doctor. I'm not an artist.
You're drawing.
Well, yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's how I can visualize it. So I'm taking what you
I'm sorry, I
relay
put my phone
me.
Down. I was picking at my foot.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't go through that or anything,
okay.
But you know, essentially, you're going to describe it to me, and
okay.
Then I'm going to draw it, and then I'm going to diagnose it over the phone, and then we can figure out what to do.
That's fantastic. Perfect.
Okay. So I've got my pen. I've got my paper.
Yes. Good.
I'm ready to go. So I'm attempting to draw heavy, and again,
okay,
I'm not
well,
an artist.
Well,
but you're the artist. I'm not the artist.
I am an artist.
So
I wish I could just send you draw it myself, and then show you a picture of it.
But you know,
but
you could.
I can't send pictures.
Well, you said you had a phone. You could take a picture with your phone, and then you know, text
no,
it to me. You could FaceTime it to me.
It's a rotary phone.
Oh, you're on a rotary phone. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I answered on an iPhone.
Oh no! This is a very old phone.
Okay.
It was my grandmother's phone.
Oh, wonderful! So
it has a. It even has one of those separate mouthpieces and earpieces.
Okay. Now, George, one of the things I've been doing is. Trying to gauge whether or not it's an emergency with your foot. And given how long we've been talking.
I think it might be.
Okay. Given how long we've been talking.
Yes. Well, I should describe it to you.
Okay. Yes. We'll dig into it. So I'm a little bit less worried than I was initially.
I've been digging into it.
Oh, you've been digging into the foot. Oh,
yeah.
You took my phrase very literally. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So.
Should I stop?
Yes. Let's recommend. Well, you've been digging in with like a spoon or a knife or a.
I'm in the screwdriver.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's George. George, no, absolutely not.
It's a Phillips head.
So the four-pronger. So, yeah, this is absolutely... We do not need to be doing that, George.
Okay, should I take it out?
Yeah, let's take it out right now.
Okay.
And I need to...
All right. See, I can't feel anything in the whole foot.
Okay, so just, you cannot feel anything. It's heavy.
Yeah, the Phillips head was stuck in. Now.
Okay, I'm trying to draw this. It's a.
There's a. There was some round, like almost like bubbles, but thick.
Oh, like a thick bubble coming out of.
All over.
Okay, I've seen something like this before.
Even in between my toes.
In between the toes, mm-hmm. bubbles coming up. Okay, mm-hmm. I've seen something like this before. You know, have you been to Africa recently, George?
Have I been to Africa?
Africa recently.
Never.
Okay, so this is not what I've seen. I will we'll get off of this. We'll go off of this road. We will not clomp down this road. We'll come back. Okay, so got the bubbles. Did you use the Phillips head screwdriver to pop the bubbles, I assume?
I tried at first to do that.
Okay.
And then the screwdriver kind of just went through the bubble.
Okay, and then it was a...
And then the bubble kind of became like a donut shape.
And then this was on your big toe.
What?
Was this on your big toe?
Yeah, it was on top of my big toe.
Okay, so I'm just drawing some. Got the toe.
The big donut.
Now, if I remember correctly, you have very hairy feet.
It's true.
And so I'm... Sorry, I'm not an artist.
And the hair has grown considerably since this started.
Okay. To make this a little bit longer, so I've got this
considerably. I've braided it.
Oh, that's a.
I currently have cornrows on my feet.
That's almost offensive.
I don't understand.
We won't go down that road. The thing that I'm concerned about, George, is
okay.
If you've had time to cornrow the hair on your feet.
Yes.
You've had time to spend, mm-hmm. I believe, 5-6 minutes on the phone with me right now.
Oh, yeah.
You've dug on in with a screwdriver. You've popped some bubbles, I assume.
Well, no. That's, like I say, they don't pop. They just become little donuts.
Oh, they become donuts. So you've made a few donuts.
Mm-hmm. But then there's a wound in the middle of the donut from where I poked myself. And then that's like, those are kind of bloody. And there's some white stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. That's why I'm calling you.
Okay. And so it's like a viscous white stuff, a genteel, like a milk or a yogurt or.
Yeah, kind of somewhere in between.
Like a, okay. Or cottage cheese, I guess we could.
No, that's thicker, I think, okay. than yogurt.
I'm going
mind.
The wrong way. I'm not a chef either. So.
Oh, fair enough.
You're not a doctor. I'm not an artist. I'm not a chef. We can discuss. We can sit here do this all night.
Mm-hmm. My brother's a chef.
Oh, I thought I knew that. I think that I think I've been to his restaurant before.
Really?
Yeah, there's only one in town. So yes. It's something that we go to a lot, George.
It's a good restaurant.
Well, I wasn't treated too well the last time I was there, so.
What do you mean?
Well, I went in.
What happened?
Well, I walked in and I said, Leroy, you know, I'll have my usual.
Then what?
I said, I'll have my usual. Okay, George, you know, stop. I said, I'll have my usual. And then he said, no, ma'am. He just looked me right in the eye and said, no, ma'am. And yes, he was very respectful when he said, no, ma'am. And
My brother did this?
Your brother did this. He said, no, ma'am. And he turned around and he wouldn't help me.
That's terrible.
And you know, when I leave the hospital at the end of the day, there's sometimes I just don't want to cook. I come
why
home.
Wouldn't why wouldn't he serve you?
Well, hell if I know.
I mean, did you have a dispute with him? Is there something?
No, it's
not like my brother to just refuse service to somebody for no reason.
Well, every Friday, I leave the hospital. I don't want to cook. So I go down to Leroy's, mm-hmm. and I get the usual.
Right.
You know, nothing was different this last time. Come in, get my usual.
Yeah.
You know, porterhouse steak.
Uh-huh.
A loaded baked potato.
Okay.
And a tea. And then I left. Obviously I ate it. I left that part out. Well, I ate it, and then I left. And I paid with cash. And then, I don't think I left him any gratuity.
You didn't? You didn't leave any tip?
I don't think I left him any gratuity.
You know, he keeps his prices low so that everybody in town can afford his food.
Well,
that's what he says. The town that anyone here can eat at.
I know, and I'm, you know, I'm the richest, easily the richest person in town. George, this is a...
Maybe that's why.
I'm ashamed. This isn't who I am.
It was an accident.
This isn't who I am.
It's an accident.
I help people. I don't...
I will talk to him.
I don't...
I'll tell him that it simply slipped your mind. You were preoccupied.
I was preoccupied. I had a rough day at work.
You care for the sick.
I care for the sick. I care for the poor.
You heal the wounded.
You know, I'm a doctor. I'm not an artist.
That's right.
I'm not a chef.
You're not an accountant.
I'm not an accountant. I'm not a balloon artist.
You can't be expected to remember percentages.
No.
When you just delivered a baby, saved a man's life.
Yeah, that's what happened on Friday.
Both of those things?
Both of those things.
You delivered a baby and you saved a man's life?
Yeah.
Was it one in the same
action?
No,
two different actions. Okay. Two different actions. So I, you know, delivered the Johnson baby.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cutest little thing. Okay. 6 pounds, 3 ounces.
Yeah.
She screamed for days, the baby, not the mama. The mama's fine. Oh. Yes. The one crazy thing is the husband never even came. He never even showed up.
He never even showed up.
George, can we talk about your foot?
Oh,
look,
yes.
Can I say?
It's like a rainbow color.
Okay.
But almost plaid.
George, okay. One of the things I've been doing, and I kind of hinted at this earlier, is I've been trying to distract you. I've been trying to see, you know.
You do that on purpose?
You call me at home.
I did. I'm sorry about that.
Call me. My shows are on.
Sorry,
my CSI Miami is on. You call me at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying. You're not supposed to have my number. Acting like this is an emergency. Something seems a little fishy, George.
No, it isn't.
Everything that you're talking about.
I'm worried about my foot. Okay. I just stuck a screwdriver way deep into it.
Okay, but you.
And here's what's really strange. I stuck the screwdriver in. It's an 8-inch screwdriver.
Okay.
I stuck it in the side of my foot, all the way till I couldn't see the metal anymore. But it didn't come out the other side.
Just disappeared like a black hole.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So, Georgia.
But then I took the whole screwdriver out. Fine. Pull 8-inch screwdriver.
And then I assume it made a donut where you had pulled it out.
Yes.
With a little bit of white in it. Okay.
It did.
George, I'm going to have to say something. And I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Okay.
And I don't want you to react like you typically do.
What do you mean?
I don't want like you typically do.
I feel insulted by what you just said.
I don't want you to react typically do. I don't believe you about your foot. I don't believe you could have made it through this long of a conversation with me.
I told you I can't feel it. I don't feel anything in my foot.
Yes, I do remember that.
So I don't feel it. It doesn't hurt. It's just concerning.
It sounds very concerning.
It is. This is why I'm calling.
But I'm less concerned about your foot. I'm less concerned about your bottom half as I am your top half. And I'm talking about your noggin.
My head?
Your head. Now, I want to know where this is coming from, George. Now, we've talked about stuff with your mother.
Yes.
I don't know why you brought it up in your vision exam, but you did.
Well... Because she always made me wear glasses as a child, even though I didn't need them.
That's what... Oh, my God. You never... I just... Every time I think of this story, it's just so sad, you know? It's something I just... I'm sorry. Hold on, George.
See, you know, it's okay.
Gotcha.
What do you mean?
Gotcha.
What?
Someone with a foot injury wouldn't care for someone else.
What do you mean by that?
I don't believe
that's
you about your foot.
That's not true.
No, I gotcha. No, we call it the Hippocratic trick.
That is false. Myself and my entire family have a long history of helping others while wounded.
Okay.
Once... In 1986, my father was shot when he was robbed walking down the street. And then later, he came across an old woman who was about to get mugged, and he jumped in the way, punched the mugger in the face, and then got stabbed to death as that woman ran away.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Was that here in Morristown?
Yes.
Oh, that's frankly unbelievable, George. That's a.
Well, that's what happened. They found all of it. It said so in the autopsy. Yeah. They said he was shot, walked down the street, then and got punched and stabbed to death.
And then the woman ran away, or he ran away?
The woman ran away.
The worm. Okay.
And the murderer.
The murderer ran away, and then he bled to his death here in the streets of Morristown.
Yes.
Oh, what a way to go.
It's awful.
I'm glad you recovered, George.
And once my uncle, he got in a car accident.
Okay.
Flew through the window.
Okay.
Right? Rolled down the street. Broke half the bones in his body. He could limp along. He was limping along. And he saw a man trying to take a selfie on the side of a cliff.
Oh, so this is a fairly recent story. This
was very recent. Yeah. This was like 2 months ago.
Okay.
The man was taking a selfie on the side of a cliff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
How they do?
I've heard it, yeah.
That's terrible.
People die in the Grand Canyon
they
all the time.
They do all the time. And he went, no, and went behind him and pushed the guy forward.
Oh, my God.
And fell, but his foot got caught on a root, and he dangled there. For hours.
I read about this on Fox
News.
You
read about that?
On Fox News, yes. Oh. They found him 3 or 4 days later. Vultures were eating at him. Mm-hmm. Eating out his eyes.
Yes, it's very sad.
It was disgusting. They had a video. Gretchen Carlson was talking about it. Mm. I guess it wasn't Gretchen, since it was only 2 months ago and she's no longer there. You know, I'm kind of putting it together.
I don't know who's on Fox News.
Yeah. I barely do either, but I do. Mm. I do know that she's no longer there because of the sex scandal. Yeah. The
sex scandal.
Sex scandal.
Hey.
Well, George, it sounds like you should be watching the news.
Maybe. I thought it was boring.
Oh, well, it's not that bad. I can tell you an instance of someone in your family helping while injured.
Yeah.
Your brother.
Really?
One day I was so hungry. Again, this was when I still tipped him. But I was so... I was in his restaurant. Mm-hmm. This man had broken his arm.
Oh.
And he still brought me my dinner.
Oh, man.
He still provided me refills. He gave me more rolls. He gave me butter. He bussed the table. Did the thing with the silver knife, doing the crumbs onto the plate.
Oh.
Offered me the dessert menu, and I said, no, thank you, I don't want dessert. Brought me the check. Keep in mind, he is injured this whole time.
You didn't take the dessert?
No, I wasn't hungry. I don't do sweets.
He's proud of those desserts.
Well, I don't do sweets. It's not something I do. I like... given a choice between like an M&M or a Dorito, I would always go for the Dorito. I would never choose an M&M. I'd never choose chocolate. I would always choose macaroni and cheese.
What about the cinnamon babka?
It's a slightly less sweet, so I would still be a little bit interested in it. But
it's my mother's recipe.
Okay, I mean,
finest cinnamon babka.
I prefer your mother's brisket. Given a choice between two of your mother's most famous recipes that your brother serves, I'm going to choose the brisket every time.
But you can have both.
Not me. I don't want. I'd rather have two briskets.
All right. Eat your brisket.
I will.
I eat the brisket, too. I like to take the brisket and then take those rolls. Cut up the rolls, put the brisket in the rolls, make little brisket sandwiches.
Oh, my God. Do you do a sauce? Do you do a sauce?
Yeah, I put the all the sauce on it. And I put even some of the... Sometimes I'll put a little coleslaw on it or some sauerkraut.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It is good.
I might change my order if it'll let me back in.
Well... I will talk to my brother.
Please do, because you know, I went in on Friday. He wouldn't serve me, and I do want to try this brisket and roll with sauce. I will deviate from my typical order in order to have something like that.
I feel I should tell you something.
Okay.
About my brother.
Okay. I want to know.
My brother's in love with you. He has been for quite some time.
And me? You're not talking to someone in the room, are you?
No, I'm talking to you.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm.
He's been in love with you for a very, very long time. And he called me that day.
On Friday.
When you didn't tip. And he thought it was your way of finally saying no to him. That he said he's always made your food and served you that food with love and affection.
Even when injured.
Yes.
Even when horrible pain he's been going through, correct. He would still do it. You know, that does explain a few things, because when I walked in...
And then if you didn't tip, and then you would always tip,
yeah.
Right? And then if you didn't tip, you were rejecting that affection. So he thought, okay, no, you know?
No more.
Okay,
yeah.
That's it then.
After years of tipping, it took one week of just a forgetful...
If she rejects me, then that is her choice.
George, it was just 1 week of no tipping.
That's what I know. He's very dramatic.
And symbolic.
I mean, just look at it. All he does is serve your food. He doesn't go out with you. And he, in his mind, that's a whole life with a person.
That makes sense. It does speak to you as an individual whether or not you tip. And it speaks to your appreciation.
Well,
and it speaks to
serving you food. That is his life.
Yes. And it's his passion. And my passion is helping people.
You were his muse.
Oh. It this does explain a lot. So, you know, when I walked in, how he couldn't make eye contact with me. He just ran to the back. I tried to sit in my normal table and he wouldn't come out. I saw him peeking through the curtain. No one would talk to me.
It's sad.
George, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Well... Did your brother give you almost a script for a fake foot injury to call me to tell you this?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
This is very real.
But I'm going to be honest with you.
In fact, I'm pulling on my big toe right now.
Okay.
And it's just, it keeps pulling.
Just keeps
coming. It's stretching like silly putty.
Is it more, would you describe it?
I'm tying it in a knot right now.
Okay. And is it remaining in a knot? Is the knot coming up? Like, could you untie the knot, or is the knot much like silly putty combining together? Because I think I've seen something like this before.
It's just smushing together.
Okay.
It's just smushing back together.
Now, could you do me a favor, George, and taste uh-oh. The fingernail?
Well, I accidentally merged it with my other toe next to it.
Okay.
I squished them together.
Could you break them off?
Break this. I can't really now. It's like, and the toenail is kind of in.
Okay.
In the putty, it's all smashed.
It's all smashed
mixed.
Together.
I guess I could try to get the toenail out.
Let's do this. Could you grab a scissor? Do you have a scissor or a knife near the rotary phone?
Oh yes, definitely.
Okay.
Just in this drawer, right under the phone.
Just grab the scissor.
There's a phone book, a scissor, and a knife.
Okay, that's so the two out of the three are there. So why don't you let's involve all three. So grab the scissor.
Okay.
Grab the knife. And now you're going to be looking at this sort of putty mass on your foot. And so this is, in my experience, when I've encountered very similar things
in
the past. Yes. You're going to hold the scissor and hold the knife like you would a chopstick.
Oh.
Okay. And then...
Oh, God!
Yep, okay. Sounds
good. The knife is very sharp, and it cut off my ring finger.
Oh, my God. This is... So now you've got your foot and...
Well, my hand was fine.
Okay, and now you've got... Okay.
In fact, I used that finger to dial the rotary phone.
Okay, now this is... George, okay. This sounds like an actual emergency. So I'm going to be honest
with you. You don't think my foot's an emergency? My toes are silly putty?
Yep, I don't believe. I believe your brother had you calling. Giant and now boils. But now you do have an actual emergency. And now this is something that I'm very concerned
I'm
about.
I'm telling you,
okay.
Foot's real.
Take rip pages out of the phone book. Rip pages out of the phone book. All right. Now hold it. Could do a firm compression into your former ring finger. And just, okay. Yep. You're not speaking, George. Come on, give me some. Tell me how it's going. Okay.
It hurts a lot.
Is the bleeding stopped?
No.
Okay. So you're going to have to.
It kind of just seems to be increasing. Almost like the paper is sucking the blood out of my body.
Okay. So, okay.
It's
I'm
dripping all over the place.
I'm going to pause you here, George.
Okay. Should I take the paper off?
Okay. I think you're making this up too. I think you're making the finger up too, much like you were making the foot up. This is just so you can get attention from me, from my house. This is for Leroy. This is for your brother. Okay.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I think I might need you to call me an ambulance.
Well, you could have also called an ambulance very easily. Now, we've been on the phone for about, I would say, 20 minutes or so.
Well, I was hoping that if you called, they'd bill you for it.
Oh, that's not how insurance works. No, that's not, you know good and damn well that's not how insurance works, okay? You and I have had a lot of discussions about insurance and the billing, and you know how much money you owe me, George. You know how much money you owe me. You know that I shouldn't be on the phone with you right now.
Why do I pay for insurance if I have to pay you?
Okay, that you and your insurance company do not affect you and me.
It's double billing.
You and your insurance company and your relationship with your insurance company do not affect the services that I provide you.
It's not like when you buy a car, you have to pay the car salesman some amount of money and then the car manufacturer another amount of money. The car salesman's supposed to pay the manufacturer.
Your health is not a car. Your health is not an automobile. Your health
doesn't
is not
the insurance company pay you?
It's not. Yes, we get paid from the insurance company.
Well, there you go. Okay. And isn't that like 90% of the money you get?
I'd say 95%.
Then why do you even need to take the money from me?
I'm not an accountant. I'm not a numbers girl.
Well, you're the one that's bringing it up.
I'm a doctor.
When I think my foot is basically falling off. Because it's like now at the ankle, it's like, so as I said, it's all rainbow color.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It seems to be splitting off of my body.
Oh, okay. Like a large fissure is opening up.
Right. And on my leg, the part that's not affected by this, mm-hmm. It's like bloody as it normally would be if you were ripping a foot off it.
Oh, yes.
I still can't feel anything.
Okay.
And the foot part. It looks so, I don't know how to describe this, but I am good at describing things.
Okay, yeah, we know this.
I would say vacantly eternal.
Vacantly eternal. Oh, I'm going to write that one down. I still have my pen and paper here. I'm going to write that one down. That is
my foot's moving.
Independent of your own actions.
Correct.
Okay.
It's completely fallen off my body. And now it seems to be walking around the room trying to get a sense of its surroundings. Okay. If I had to judge its behavior.
And just another question. Is your finger, mm-hmm. where your finger is still bleeding?
Oh, yes.
And the foot, is it interacting with the finger at all?
No.
They're just completely independent.
Well, it's kind of aimlessly wandering around the room.
Oh. Just
feeling things.
Just kicking around.
It does seem to be learning some things about the room.
Okay. It's like the Addams Family, but a foot instead, with a lot more.
I don't understand.
The Addams Family was a show, an older show.
A television show?
A television show. I know you don't watch TV. I watch two things. I watch Fox News and I watch the Addams Family.
Fox News, the Addams Family. I read Reader's Digest.
Oh, they have great jokes in Reader's Digest.
I don't read the jokes.
But they're
great. Not a humorous person.
Well, you're not a comedian.
No.
Definitely not. Look, just one thing you have to trust me on.
Uh-huh.
Great jokes. Great jokes in Reader's Digest.
Well, okay.
I do want to finish telling you about the Addams Family because it is a classic. There's a character named Thing or It. I don't remember which.
It.
It. I thought you'd never seen it.
Thing. No, I'm just repeating.
Okay.
You.
It or Thing. Thing or It.
Okay.
And it's a hand that simply walks around on its own volition, much like what it sounds like. And I'm winking here. I'm winking like your foot is doing.
maybe. Yeah. I suppose. Yeah. That sounds right. I don't know. I've never seen that show, so.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like is happening here. It sounds like a... Sounds scary. Sounds exciting. Sounds like the ramblings of a crazy person who just wants attention or wants to do his brother a favor. That's what it sounds like to me.
No, that's ridiculous.
No. Well, next, you're going to tell me your arm's about to fall off. Or,
I don't think my arm is going to fall off. My foot already fell off, and it's walking around the room.
Okay.
And I'm still bleeding quite a bit. I'm cutting my finger off because you told me to hold a knife like a chopstick.
Okay. I could do it easily. Easily, I could hold a knife like a chopstick and not.
You could hold a knife like a chopstick.
Yes, I could hold a knife like a chopstick. I could hold a knife like a baton.
I have very sharp knives. I bought them from an infomercial.
Do you keep them sharpened or do you?
I do. I take them to get sharpened once every other month.
Oh my God, that's a dedication to the craft. Again, I'm not a chef.
I don't just take them to Lowe's. I take them to an artisan knife sharpener.
That is,
this man sharpens swords for the royal family of Japan.
Sorry that, you know, this is not in Morristown because I've never heard of this guy. So is he in Waverly or is he in, you know?
Yeah, he's in Waverly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's unreal. You know, I'm not a chef, but I take my knives or two there. You see what I can do. I'm not trying to cut my finger off or anything, but I would love to see what's
going on. It is dangerous having knives that sharp.
Yeah, I understand that.
I went to cut a steak once, and it cut right through my porcelain plate.
That is, that sounds extremely sharp, George.
It was. It was very sharp.
Did that happen tonight, George?
No.
Okay, George. That sounds pretty.
I'm getting pretty faint.
I can tell by the lack of energy in your voice that
the
things
blood
are getting a
little. It's really flowing out.
Okay, George, you're doing a great job. You know what? You're not you're not very much, but you're a great actor. I'll tell you that. You know, I'm a great doctor. You're a great actor. You can see well. You can describe things well, and you're describing things. George, okay, you're doing a great job here. Okay, George, this is you can stop now. This is making me a little nervous. Oh, George, hey, George. George.
What? What?
George.
What?
George, you're acting, so what? You can call it off. You can call the things off.
What are you talking about?
You can. George? George,
I'm going to go to sleep.
George, I'm going to.
I don't know who this.
George, I'm going to be. Okay. George, you can stop now. George, you can stop. George, oh my God, oh my God, George, wake up, the foot's going to get you.
What?
What's okay, going I'm on? Coming over.
What?
George, I'm coming over.
Okay, all right, good. All right, I'll call my brother. Bye.
George, don't hang up.